This is Karen Carmichael for Sunshine 96.7 FM, and I'm here today with Nicole Roberts, the project manager for Carfree St. Pete. I've had the pleasure of working with Nicole just a few weeks ago to celebrate World Carfree Day in Williams Park, but today she's here to share some other news with me about a different event with a little bit of a more serious focus. Nicole, welcome to Radio St. Pete.
Thank you so much, Karen. Happy to be here.
So what is World Day of Remembrance?
So the World Day of Remembrance for Traffic Victims was started in 1995 and adopted by the United Nations 10 years later. It's recognized each year on November 20th, and communities around the world use this day to honor road traffic victims, drawing attention to the scale of emotional and economic devastation caused by road crashes and to recognize the suffering of road crash victims and the work of support and rescue services.
So how are we honoring this day in Pinellas County?
This year, a group of road traffic victims have teamed up with Carfree St. Pete, Bike Walk Tampa Bay, Bike Florida, and the St. Pete Bike Club to hold two ceremonies here in Pinellas County. One will be on Treasure Island at 9 a.m. on the beach at the music stage behind the Bilmar Hotel. There will be guest speakers and a station available for attendees to make remembrance posters, as well as some light refreshments. And there will be a ceremony followed by a short walk around Treasure Island with signs to honor victims of road traffic fatalities. There'll be a second ceremony later in the day in downtown St. Petersburg at William Park at 1 p.m., we'll be holding a brief ceremony around the bandstand, followed by a short bike ride about 3 to 5 miles around downtown St. Pete, as well as a short walk for any pedestrians to just really highlight the ceremony and bring attention to this important issue.
All right. So interestingly enough, I was talking to someone the other day who told me that she walks to her gym, even though it's only 4 blocks from where she lives, because she was trying to walk to the gym, right? But almost got hit by a car 3 or 4 times. So how can listeners help create a safer environment for pedestrians and for bicyclists as well?
You know, and it's getting worse and worse in Pinellas County, which is why we think these ceremonies are really imperative to hold this year and bring attention to this. But we're definitely just trying to communicate the word of how to make it safer for everybody. So as a motorist, we're trying to, you know, spread the word about laws that keep bicyclists and pedestrians safe. For example, drivers must pass with 3 feet of clearance for cyclists, even when cyclists are in the bike lane. That's something not a lot of people know or follow. And in addition to that, all intersections have legal crosswalks, whether they're marked or not. And drivers always must yield to pedestrians in the crosswalks. So we're trying to spread the word about things like this that motorists can do to keep bicyclists and pedestrians safe. We're also encouraging people to let your local and state government representatives know that you want to see more funding put towards the creation of bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure. And, you know, we are just asking people to come to the ceremony. We will have a few local government representatives there just to show how much the community supports increased safety for these groups. And hopefully we see some funding put towards that safety as well.
All right, great. So tell me again, in Treasure Island, where is it?
Treasure Island, it's on the beach at the music stage behind the Bilmar Hotel at 9 a.m. And then later in the day at 1 p.m. we'll be at Williams Park at the bandstand in downtown St. Pete.
Okay. All right. So Nicole, before we sign off today, what are some other ways that our listeners can connect to Carfree St. Pete?
Well, we are on all social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so you can follow us there. You can also visit our website, carfreestpete.com, and join our mailing list. We do quarterly newsletters, letting people know how they can get involved in Carfree St. Pete and just updates on other transportation projects happening around this county.
Well, thanks for speaking with me today, Nicole, and I hope this is just the first of many conversations. I appreciate your time. I've been speaking with Nicole Roberts, project manager of Carfree St. Pete. This is 96.7 FM, your St. Petersburg Community Radio.